Phil, Danny, many, many congratulations. You've just picked up the Greater Manchester Women's Football League Premier Division Cup for 22-23. Obviously, we spoke after your final here in the County Cup last season. Obviously, Phil, a lot more positive terms to speak on today.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think I said on that day that, you know, it didn't matter, you know, what level we were at. We were there, we deserved to be there, and it was about trying to get the win. Unfortunately, that day we didn't manage to get it, but that's football. From that, we've learned from it. We've lost one competitive game since then, which is against, again, another regional Prem team. So I think we're already ahead of our level where we're at. So happy today. Another trophy, the 6-1 for Unity. So, yeah, absolutely over the moon.
And Dan, obviously the second of this season for yourselves, trophy-wise. Obviously, you've got to be happy with how the season's gone, not just in the league, but in the cup as well.
Absolutely. I mean, at the start of the season, we set out to gain promotion. We managed to secure that a few weeks back and enjoyed that night when it came. Make no drama about it. We deserved to win three last year. We've done that. We've won two now. We've got a third one coming up next week. And that was always the aim, to set out and win all three. Today, again, we've got it done. We've been very professional in how we've played. 1-0 up and then obviously seen it out second half with a better performance in the first. So, really happy.
And you've got to give some credit to your opponents, Phil. Everton, obviously a team that are looking to progress in their footballing ways. Obviously, they've played Division 2 last season, come into the Premier Division this season. And despite a 3-0 defeat, they did give quite a valiant effort out there tonight.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think ourselves and Everton have gone head-to-head all season long. They've made it the toughest season, the longest season, the most demanding season, I'd say. So, no, Everton are a fantastic team, and it just makes the achievement for us even bigger, even better, and the feelings even bigger and better as well because of the fight that they've put up against us. I think you could see yourself today that they're such a good side. They're a young side, they're quick, they're mobile, they're organised. They've got so much talent in there, so to overcome them four times a season is a massive thing for us. So, yeah, again, like I've said, over the moon, but to be honest, we said to the players that we need to be much better today if we're going to go and win the treble.
And looking to that other cup final against probably one of your closest rivals in Atletico Middleton. Dan, obviously, it's probably going to be a very, very tough game. Both teams are going to want to pick up that trophy next week. How are you going to prepare for that one?
Yeah, well, we'll rest up. We've got a recovery session on Thursday. We know that it's going to be physically demanding, a very, very tough battle, a war. But we'll be more than prepared come next week when we do have to face them. They'll do everything they can, obviously, to try and stop us winning the treble and going without them getting involved. But we're more than capable, and we're more than confident of overcoming that hurdle next week.